Greetings. Welcome to the Diversified Energy 2023 Interim Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the prepared remarks. If anyone should require operator assistance during the call, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the call over to Douglas Kris, Vice President of Investor Relations. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Daryl, and good afternoon to our stakeholders in the U.K., and welcome to the Diversified Energy 2023 Interim Results Conference Call. Today, we'll discuss our recent financial and operational highlights and our focus on delivering reliable results, executing on strategic objectives, and creating value through stewardship. We will begin our remarks from our President and CEO, Rusty Hutson. Also joining us today are Brad Gray, our Executive Vice President and Chief Operations Officer, and Wren Smith, our Senior Manager of Investor Relations. Before we get started, I will remind everyone that the remarks we make today reflect the operational outlook as of today's date, September 1, 2023. We have published our interim report and our earnings presentation, which we will review today on the Investor Relations section of our website at div.energy. Our remarks today also include certain non-GAAP financial measures. You can find reconciliations of these in our earnings release and our corporate presentation, which are all both available online. I'll now turn the call over to Rusty.
Thank you, Doug, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're at today, as you call in for our results presentation. Today, I'm gonna walk through several slides, and we're really gonna focus, you know, touch on the results a little bit on the first half, but also discuss our corporate strategy and how Diversified is well positioned for long-term success. And I really want to spend as much time as possible on that because I think it's important for our shareholders as we move forward here to hear from us as it relates to that. So we'll start through the presentation, and I'll start here on slide three. And really, you know, our long-term strategy continues to drive reliable and measurable results. You can see some of the highlights here from the first half. A couple that I'll point out, obviously, the production, 863 MMcf equivalency per day, about 144,000 barrels of oil equivalency, as a, I believe, a record for our overall production. Another important metric here that I was going to point out is our 50% cash margin. That continues to be very consistent over the years, and even with prices coming down, with the $2-$3 natural gas price, we've seen our margins continue to improve and stay relatively robust. These are the outcomes, both the production and the margins, are outcomes of the hard work of our 1,600+ strong team at DEC. They're incredible employees, hardworking, and for all our employees that are listening in today, and I know there are several, I want to recognize the outstanding performance that you continue to achieve for Diversified. Also, on this slide, it's important to note that we have consistently delivered a return of capital to shareholders since the IPO back in 2017, having returned over $760 million of the $1.2 billion that we've raised back to our shareholders over the last 6 years. Flipping to slide four. While the first half of 2023 saw natural gas prices in the $2-$3 range, for the majority of the period, we continued to deliver reliable financial results and continued to improve not only on our costs, but also on our sustainability goals, which you can see here on this slide. These financial and operational results were in line with the market expectations. And we'll talk a little more about costs and, as we move through the presentation, but it's important to note that these production numbers, which again, were records, for Diversified, that those production metrics reflect our strategic decision to forego those completions on the four drilled uncompleted wells during this pricing environment that we had from the Tanos 2 acquisition back in February. So we made a decision with gas prices between $2 and $3 to hold and not complete those wells till later in the year or first part of 2024. Flipping to slide five. Again, talking about the corporate strategy that we employ, we really have differentiated ourselves from other more traditional E&P companies. Obviously, they're more development focused, where we're more operational focused. But our business model meaningfully reduces four of the typical industry risk factors. Obviously, commodity price risk, we continue to have a dynamic hedging program and you know, trying to realize prices that deliver consistent cash margins. We typical other industry risk, development, operational risk, we obviously don't have a drilling program in place, so that risk of you know, the drilling risk that comes along with that. Financing risk, you know, we have traditional RBL. We also have our amortizing notes. We've been able to be creative from that perspective, and find ways to delever, but also to grow the business. And then environmental risk. We've spent a lot of time and attention developing a stewardship model that reduces emissions and improving already producing long-life assets. And we're one of the best in class in sustainability reporting, as evidenced again by our gold standard classification. Moving to slide six. For 6 years, we have demonstrated a proven ability to accomplish what we say we will do. That's always been very important to me as I've talked to our investors over the last 6.5 years, that look, we're going to tell you what we're going to do, and we're going to go out and achieve it. We've stayed true to that corporate strategy of, you know, acquiring assets and operating assets, driving efficiencies in those asset bases, enhancing production, maintaining a strong balance sheet, and then also providing returns to our shareholders. That has been consistent since day one, and we'll continue to do that. Our credibility has earned the trust of our shareholders, which is represented by long-term holdings and engagement of the majority of our shareholders. This means a lot to me, and I would like to thank all of them for their support personally, for their time and their efforts and being part of what we're doing here at Diversified. I'm very appreciative. Turning over to slide seven. On the following few slides, I'm going to provide a little more granularity around a couple of our key aspects of our corporate strategy. On page seven, this is really the leverage profile. We've been very consistent since the IPO. We've always maintained that we need a 2 to 2.5 times levered balance sheet to maximize returns for our shareholders. And that's, you can see here on this slide, as the commodity price cycles, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of that, and how we compare to our peers in the industry. Most of our peers are, and their average leverage is driven purely off the price of natural gas. You can see ours has just maintained a very consistent profile through that whole period. you know, theirs will swing more with the commodity prices. Ours stays more flat. We have a very low CapEx and reliable cash flow, so our business model can maintain a higher leverage profile similar to the industrial manufacturing or the specialty chemical sector, both of which would have similar profiles to us. Moving on to slide eight, again, staying within our corporate strategy, talk about hedging and how we mitigate that pricing volatility and risk. You can see here as we've, through the first half of the year, for the last 12 months, I guess, we've been about 85% hedged. You can see the hedge price that, or the realized price that we're seeing. And you can see kind of how we relate to all the peers in the industry. And most of our peers are around 50%. or even lower than that, but that's not the way we operate our business, and we like to have a very systematic approach to hedging. We remain better positioned than our natural gas peers, who are on average only 50% hedged this year. We are approximately 16% higher than strip and above our industry peers as it relates to realized pricing, and that active risk management approach allows us better management of the commodity price cycles, which we have been able to weather over the last 4 to 5 years. Moving over to slide nine, excuse me, on our year-end call, we discussed our focus on unlocking value for non-core undeveloped acreage. It's been a very, something that we've talked about for a while, This year, we're starting to leg into that and starting to find value for the undeveloped acreage, which we didn't pay for in most of these acquisitions. So we've always been very clear, we don't pay for undeveloped, but we believe that that has value, option value, that we'll be able to recognize at some point in the future. And you can see here, halfway through 2023, we've started to deliver on that objective. Year to date, we've executed over $60 million in asset, undeveloped sales or assets, asset dispositions. It's worth noting that we did not pay anything for it, and we ascribed no value to the purchase prices on these assets that we sold. We continue to work with third parties on other meaningful opportunities. The one piece that we haven't done yet is these DrillCo partnerships, which we've been talking about. And we believe that those opportunities will present themselves as the natural gas price environment improves later in this year and in early next year. On slide 10, talking about smarter asset management, this is an area of our business that just, I believe, gets overlooked. But we spend a lot of time in the field assessing projects, looking for ways to create value that other people that own these assets probably would not do. It's at the core of our business is efficiency gains and optimizing the technical and the commercial, operational, and environmental aspects of our acquired assets through these programs of smarter asset management. At the end of the day, you buy good assets, you operate them better, it's a big win for us. And so we continue to look at ways, and you can see some of the examples of some of the things we've done over the last 6 months to garner value out of these assets. And so we continue to put a lot of time and attention on this. Investing in our core business remains a top priority, but it's always dictated by the economics of the projects. And so our operational folks continue to look at projects. They'll size it up to the economics, and they'll push the ones with the highest economics to the front. We feel like that this continues to be very instrumental in what in being able to reduce our decline rates over time, enhance production, drive more economics in the front end of the curve, and help us to better increase our reserve values. So this is a very, very big part of our business. Moving over to slide 11, talk a little bit about the sustainability practices of the business. You know, we've spent a lot of time and resources improving our sustainability reporting, our sustainability and emissions reductions in the field. And you can see some of the fruits of that. This model continues to not only be good for diversified from the sustainability aspect, but it's also delivering results and economics to us as we reduce emissions and allow more of the production to be sold from the wellhead. We have engaged, experienced, diverse, and independent board of directors that is committed to strong sustainability practices, including a track record of improvement in our methane intensity, which is very, very important as we move forward in time. You can see that we've the IRA threshold, which is the new bill that was introduced last August, that threshold is 0.2 methane intensity, and we're already down to that level and under the amounts that need to be to keep from having any type of fees associated with our methane. So we're in a very good place. We've also received a AA, I believe. Is it double A? Yeah, double A from MSCI, which is one away from the best you can be, I believe, and puts us in the top threshold of our peers as it relates to the ESG scores. And then we obviously have the GMP, OGMP gold standard classification again this year. Flipping over to page 12. Our disciplined strategy once again delivered reliable results. We put that earnings release out this morning. Total revenues per unit were almost 25% higher than the natural gas pricing during this period, including the effects of our active hedging program. This revenue generation also reflects on higher liquids exposure in the central region and the uptick in pricing that we've seen over the last 6 months related to some of those liquids values. While seeing a sequential improvement in per unit cost, despite the continued inflationary environment. And what I really like about this slide and what really as I sit here as CEO today, obviously in the second half of 22, we saw an uptick in, especially in our variable costs related to some of the higher pricing, but also some of the inflationary aspects of just where we were in 2022 as a country and really the globe. But we've seen those levels come back down to almost flat with the first half of 22 as we finished up the first half of 23, which is a very, very good sign that the inflationary aspects of the business are starting to come back down. And obviously the variable cost aspect has come back down with it. So very good quarter or very good first half of the year. And we're very pleased with where that where the costs have come back down to as a result of the inflationary the inflation coming down. And then finally, we'll just move over to slide 13. You know, we've started to say this here internally, but we're going to message it out, right company, right time. We believe that's the case. We believe that Diversified's future is bright. We're providing a solution for energy companies that are development-focused. We're providing another look for investors, somebody on the other end of the spectrum that's not development-focused. We also are, you know, helping our states in which we operate with our next level well program, plugging program to manage the state's orphan well programs with the federal money that they've received. So we're helping them to, we're 40% of the capacity in Appalachia, so we're helping them to manage their orphan well programs with the money that they're getting. We're providing a solution for investors looking for a compelling small cap opportunity with a unique business model. Our business model is very unique in this sector, even in the U.S. And so we believe that that will continue to sell to investors looking for something different other than the traditional E&P and development focused companies. And as a natural consolidator of long-lived natural gas assets, we can help to meet the demand of the energy transition by efficiently producing natural gas with an environmentally focused stewardship approach, providing less dependence on new wells being drilled and less reliance on foreign sources of energy. Our business model, while unique, I believe is going to represent a big opportunity, not only to our current investors in London, but at the U.S. investors over time, who will see this as being a model that is needed in the U.S. markets to help to continue to keep mature producing assets in production and keeping our energy needs met because we just can't do without the mature producing assets. It's too big of a part of our energy supply.